Thunder Bay. Kevin Holland has taken the Thunder Bay Atikokan riding for the Progressive Conservative Party, ending decades of Liberal and NDP rule in the city's south end. I'm humbled by the trust that the people in Thunder Bay Atikokan have given me to represent them in Queen's Park, he said. I'm excited for the opportunities that we have and I'm thrilled to be able to go down and do the work that needs to be done for Thunder Bay Atikokan. Holland, the mayor of Conmee Township for a quarter century, toppled incumbent Judith Monteith Farrell of the NDP. Holland received 9,657 votes, or 36.3%. The win is a remarkable turnaround for the PCs in the riding, after scoring just 13% of the vote in 2014, and 23% in 2018. Monteith Farrell placed second with 8,759 votes, 32.9%, while Liberal Rob Barrett came in third with 6,486 votes, 24.4%. Eric Arner of the Greens pulled in 781 votes, 2.9%. New Blue candidate David Tomasini received 529 votes, 1.99%. Dan Kreiger of the Ontario Party received 248 votes, 0.9%. And Kenneth Jones of the Northern Ontario Party received 138 votes, 0.5%. Voter turnout was down sharply in the riding, falling to just under 43%. Holland pledged a focus on healthcare, mental health, and addictions during the campaign, as well as fiscal responsibility. He also argued having a government MPP at Queen's Park would benefit the region. He pulled off the victory despite skipping local debates, like a number of other PC candidates across the province. He attributed his win to the personal connections he made in his grassroots approach. I was able to connect with people at their doors, at our open houses, in the community, wherever I was speaking with people, he said. That's what I've done throughout my 31 years as mayor of my community, and people want to be heard. They want to know that people are hearing them, listening to them, but also taking steps to act on what they're saying to them. The Thunder Bay Atikokan riding was held by the Liberals from its creation in 1999 until 2018, with now Mayor Bill Morrow holding it from 2003 to 2018. Monteith Farrell broke that streak in 2018, when she toppled Morrow, a cabinet minister, by fewer than 100 votes. Monteith Farrell gave an emotional speech conceding the race to supporters at the Columbus Center on Thursday night, saying she worried a PC government won't prioritize people's health and well-being. While painful, she said the defeat wasn't a total surprise. We knew it was a three-way race last time, and I knew Kevin was a strong candidate, she said. There's been a lot of effort by the Conservative government to take this seat, and they were successful. She pointed to anti-Trudeau sentiment, and his government's recent agreement with the federal NDP, as one factor driving PC support. They thought the NDP was aligned with the Liberals federally, and so they were angry at that, she said of feedback from constituents on the campaign trail. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca resigned Thursday after failing to win in his own riding and barely budging the party's seat total to an estimated 8, as of early Friday morning. However, Barrett said the departing leader deserved recognition for helping to rebuild the party's image. I don't know if we gave Mr. Del Duca his due credit, he said. The guy has built the party back up again, he eradicated a $10 million deficit, as well as built a party again. I don't know if people quite understood that part.